healthcare reform is in peril. It's not necessarily dead, but it is certainly in trouble. The most likely scenario now, it seems to me and to many observers, is that the House of Representatives can pass the Senate bill exactly as it is. In other words, both houses have already passed their version of the bill. The House one spends more money than the Senate bill, and there are some other differences. Negotiators from both chambers get together, iron out the differences, present a unified bill, take it back to both of their houses, okay? And then that unified bill has to pass both houses again. That scenario can't play out now, in all likelihood, in the Senate, because the Democrats don't have that crucial 60th vote any longer. However, this is a sort of technical procedural wrinkle. If the House of Representatives passes the Senate bill exactly as is, without changing one word, one comma, one subparagraph, then the Senate doesn't have to vote on it again. And that's what people are looking at.
Do you think that's likely, Michael?
I personally today don't think it's likely. It is entirely possible. The negative argument is, or the argument against it happening, is that the Democrats are now running scared. The Democrats in the House of Representatives, remember, did not pass the bill by exactly a wide margin in the first place. It only passed by 3 or 4 votes, so they can't afford to lose hardly any votes. The Senate bill in the House of Representatives has critics both on the left and on the Democratic right. So it may be very difficult. Throw into the mix the current atmosphere, Democrats running around and panicking, throwing up their hands, saying, what are we going to do? We're in serious trouble. That's the argument against it happening. The argument for it happening quickly is that the alternative is worse, because if they don't do it, they look like a bunch of incompetent nincompoops. If they do it, at least they've passed this thing that they spent the bulk of a full year on.
What will the effect of the arrival in the Senate of the winning candidate for the Republicans, Scott Brown, what effect will his arrival have on the Republicans?
I think his arrival in the Senate will be energizing to Republicans, certainly, and it'll give them, you know, that crucial one more vote to stand up against a big Democratic and Obama-inspired legislation. So the practical effect in legislative terms, there won't be a cap-and-trade legislation to fight climate change this year. There won't be something like immigration reform, which some Democrats have been talking up lately. You know, these things, I think, are now off the table. You know, there remains a possibility that there's one moderate Republican in the Senate, Olympia Snow of Maine. She might play ball on a couple of things, but by and large, the Republicans are going to be pretty unified and are going to be able to block any major legislation they want to block.